710 ESPN Southern California Experience continues. Here is LaFern Watkins.
And I'm Desiree Vanderwall. We're your hosts of the Southern California Experience on 710 AM ESPN. And right now we have three really special guests from Racers Who Care. We've got Scott Lucky Hudson with us. We've got Judy Strawn, and we've got Nathan Schwartzbaugh. Welcome, guys,
Welcome.
To the show. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thank you very much for having us on.
Thank you for coming.
Great, thanks.
Tell us about Racers Who Care. What's that all about?
Okay, Racers Who Care was started 15 years ago. It's a 501c3 charitable organization that was organized by a group of motorsports professionals to arrange for professional racers to visit with all types of kids groups as they travel around the country competing. We usually set up something right near their track so they can get away from the track during race weekend, visit local kids, and get back. It gives them an opportunity to add some deeper meaning to their racing experience and to give back to the local community that supports their track. If the local community didn't support their track, we wouldn't have any racing, so it's important for them.
Right. And there's a couple tracks out here that you can go to. I know. Do you guys ride motorcycles?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you have one to give away? Because I need one.
Oh. Yeah, where do I send it to?
See how easy that is? Ask for what you want.
Come on, I'm sponsoring you now.
You know, the great thing about Racers Who Care is there's really an investment in the kids, and that's what Racers Who Care is all about, cultivating that investment.
Right, and then they go to the tracks, and they're able to go and compete and actually get their skills down and develop skills for the future, even if they want to be a race car driver or a motorcycle driver or whatever.
Well, the main thing is to motivate them and inspire kids to let them know, and it's not even just about racing. Maybe it's about a sports career or any type of profession. Let them know that, hey, you don't have to limit yourself. If you apply yourself and you work hard, you can achieve just about anything.
Yeah, you know, to them, you know, we come in and we're just regular people, you know, but to the kids, there's some invisible difference between us and, you know, just anybody else. And we try and break that barrier and let them know that we started where they were. We went to public school, I did, and, you know, they have just as good of a chance of getting to where we are if they want to or any type of career, you know, just the same as we did. So,
so
it's
how
kind
many
of a neat thing.
How many kids do you help a year?
I've never really added it up, you know.
Thousands and thousands.
Judy does a really good job of keeping us busy. You know, everywhere I go, she's got a school to go talk to, or you know, some type of you know, YMCA or something like that, where we go and we actually have a chance to sit down and talk to these kids. So.
And you have a quick tips on winning life presentation
quick
that you bring.
Quick tips on winning in life
to the students.
Our racers go out and give. There are about 8 quick tips. And Nathan just added a new one, which is eat healthy, keep fit. So we now have to have a new cartoon made up for that. We have little cartoons made up that illustrate each of our quick tips.
Yeah, a healthy body and it needs a healthy mind. So
yeah, and that's very important for kids right now, and entire families, because the country is just going so.
That's what we were
obese.
Talking about with Dr. Singh and Ali. The last segment is, you know, it's body, mind and spirit, and you just you have to incorporate good food and you know, take care of your body and know what you're doing. And I mean, the obesity rate in the schools here in Los Angeles are so high. So it's great what you guys are doing.
So what are the other tips?
Some of the other quick tips are learn the art of teamwork. One of our racers, Ryan Regalado, actually visited the Hollywood Community Center, which is operated by the Presbyterian Church, just last week. And Learn the Art of Teamwork was one of his key speeches that he made. And he had all the kids play a game at the beginning where they learned during the game how to operate as a team. And he used that as an illustration on learning the art of teamwork. Our other quick tips are find a mentor, learn to ask questions, figure out what you would like to do in life and go to people that are doing that and ask questions. Ask them to help you figure out what you need to do to get into that field. And we have several other wonderful quick tips that our racers illustrate through their own experiences and that they've had in the School of Hard Knocks and getting established and becoming champions in motorsports, which is a knockdown, drag-out field, as everyone knows.
Lucky, did you create a quick tip?
You know, I haven't. My goal is to just kind of be out there and let people know that, hey, just like was said earlier, we're nothing special, we're regular people, and we've worked hard. And it's more about working hard and refusing to give up and really making some right choices in life. That's what really matters.
And you're also on a TV show, or you have a TV show, am I correct?
That's correct. We do a TV show on the Internet called Speed Scene Live, and it's a racing TV show, and I'm one of the hosts, and, of course, I'm a drag racer. And there's a lot of drag race coverage, but there's all types of coverage, and that's located on the Internet at speedsceneracing.com. And the basic focus is to let people know that, hey, racing is obtainable. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be a race car driver, and it never occurred to me that that was something I could be. It's sort of like being a rock star. You never think, wow, I mean, I could really do that? But actually, you can be a race car driver, and it's not just the drivers that are available. There's a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunities, crew members, PR people, mechanics.
Photographers,
all types of people are involved in the motorsports industry.
Right. I actually met this woman who ran a race car team, and she was traveling all the time, and she was telling me about it and all the work she did, and I was like, I never thought of that. I never, ever thought of that. That is really cool.
Yeah, it's a great job, you know, for anybody that travels, and it's kind of neat because you go from track to track. And, Scott, you could probably, you know, agree with this, is that you go there, and it's like a family, you know. Everybody there sees each other all the time. You're always hanging out with the same people. And when you have that kind of community, you know, you can go from place to place, but everybody gets used to visiting new places, and you're traveling around. Everybody that's there gets to see a new city every week. You know, they're always traveling, and for anybody that, you know, maybe they don't want to be a race car driver, maybe they don't want to do, you know, be a crew member, but they want to travel. You get into something like this, and it gives you that opportunity. Your job pays you to travel around and visit all these great places that you probably would have never been able to go to.
And so, help a lot of kids around the country.
Yeah, and we love that. So that's, you know, it's another place that we get to go while we're there, and we get to see all these kids. It just makes a huge difference for us.
Now, you have National Child's Day, correct?
Right, that's one of our big projects, another project that we work on besides the presentations. The country, most people in the country don't realize it, but there is a National Child's Day on the books. It's proclaimed by the president every year. It's the first Sunday of every June. It's a fixed date. If you go to the White House website and look under proclamations and scroll down to the end of May, scroll down the dates to the end of May, you'll find his proclamation for this year. We found out about this not terribly long ago, and we decided to do something about it. Nobody else in the country seemed to know about this, so we developed a big, huge event that we plan to have at the 3rd Street Promenade called the National Child's Day Celebration. And we've made it so it's very highly interactive and very exciting and very educational and something entire families can be involved in.
Great.
We call it Time Scope, and it's a historical timeline of the development of human development of arts and crafts, music and dance, and horsepower, starting from prehistory with cave drawings and cavemen, and coming all this the first year coming up to the year zero, where we'll have mosaics and Roman chariots and, and
so
all kinds of fun activities.
So it takes you a year to put that together?
Actually, we have our event ready to roll out.
Oh,
we're looking for sponsors right now. As soon as we have funding, we're ready to go with
it. So if anyone out there is listening would like to donate, participate, volunteer, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay. They can go to our website at www.nationalchildsday.com or our MySpace site at myspace.com/racerswhocare, and there's information on both of those.
And they can also go to our website, 710 ESPN, and we'll have all your information up there as well in the link.
We're also looking for volunteers to help who race fans or racers who would like to make presentations join us in that project, or race fans who might like to work directly with professional racers in setting up and coordinating our racer presentations. We need people who have time during the day, during regular business hours, to call schools and kids groups for us.
That, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, Nathan, what kind of motorcycle do you ride?
actually, you know, that's kind of how I got my start in racing, was dirt bikes and doing that type of stuff. So, I go riding just for fun. Actually, I'm not allowed to do it anymore, because if I get hurt, then my contract is void for racing cars.
Oh, so you can't give LaFern a ride on
your
bike.
Well, I can't ride mine, so I'll give it to her.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got an extra bike sitting around to me.
There you go. That's what it sounds like to me.
Just collecting dust right now.
That's really cool.
Actually, he's been racing on the American Le Mans Series, which is endurance racing, 12 and 24-hour races.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, not just a couple of hours, but 12, 24
hours. Yeah, well, it's not like I do the whole thing, you know. And that's why I push so hard for the kids to be healthy and fit, you know, because in our form of racing, you have to be focused for a really long period of time. And if you're not at the top of your game, you know, just like if somebody's going to go into any profession, and, you know, hopefully all these kids choose a good profession, you know, you have to be physically able to do that, you know, take on the task. So for our races, it's a mandatory thing. You know, everybody there is thin. They're all very fit, you know, and we get to do, you know, a bunch of races. So it's pretty fun.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. You could just take your daughter out to the track, or your son, or, you know, sponsor a mentor or mentee.
Take
out to the track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
We do take kids out to racetracks on field trips often.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's so great about racing is it captures children's attention. Half the battle is to just get kids to pay attention to you, and then you can kind of get that information out. And that's one reason a child can come out, watch a racer or a race team, and can instantly see that something's going on and something's interesting.
And it's exciting and adventurous and glamorous.
Now, Lucky, you do drag racing. So how do you incorporate, you know, with what's happening in Los Angeles, well, everywhere, and the kids racing illegally, how do you bring those kids into the program?
Well, that's the difficult situation right there. Obviously, street racing is a huge, huge problem in Los Angeles. We need a lot of help. I'm wearing a Brotherhood T-shirt right now, Brotherhood Raceway. I'm a huge fan of Big Willie and that whole organization.
Thank you for our T-shirts.
That's right. I believe that a track would be phenomenal to get kids off the street. Another thing about drag racing, it teaches them a lot of skills. You learn not just mechanical skills. You learn how to handle your money. You learn math. Math is huge in racing. And a track like Brotherhood Raceway or some of the other tracks, there's a few tracks locally that do have racing. These are great, great influences on kids.
Now, didn't the Brotherhood Racetrack, didn't it get a remodeled or...
It actually got closed down, and I know that there are efforts underway to reopen it, and
But it didn't happen last fall like they had anticipated.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
still working on details. Go ahead.
We're still looking for support from, you know, the city, basically. It's a political issue right now, and all we need, you know, everything's in place. If we can just get the cities to agree on location, that type of thing. Everything goes right into place.
Right, and then you're helping the children.
That's right.
It's getting the kids off the street and right. helping them out.
Such a great, great thing to be able to do to get kids off the street, stop street racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, most definitely.
Yeah, and to a lot of the kids that do street racing, you know, half of them are there just for the social side of it, you know what I mean? The other half are there because they really want to learn how to go fast. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to learn, you know, much at a illegal street race. You want to go where the racers are. You want to go where everybody's competitive and they're actually really trying to win. So it makes a little bit better platform for everybody because it's a social area that's good, plus everybody that wants to learn is learning the right way, so...
That's right, and I race NHRA professional racing. I race at Pomona, Las Vegas, Bakersfield. I just got back from touring for my sponsor, Curry Rear Ends, in Indianapolis, Kentucky, Ohio.
Wow.
And the kids need to be able to access that type of racing.
Wow, that's great. I'm so happy that you were, you know, able to fit us in today.
Well, it's my pleasure. And
we're so
honored
happy
to be
here.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Okay, tell us again, Judy, how we could get in touch with you.
Okay, our email address is racerscare@aol.com. Our main website is www.nationalchildsday.com. We're designing a www.racerswhocare.org And our MySpace address for kids is www.myspace.com/racerswhocare, all one word.
Racers Who Care. And Lucky, you have a website. What's
That's
that?
Right. Thank you. It's speedsceneracing.com, and the name of the TV show, it's a free online racing TV show called Speed Scene Live, and it's sponsored by Curry Racing Rear Ends.
Oh, cool. We'll put that on our podcast.
And Nathan has a website.
And Nathan has a website.
All that stuff.
What's your website, Nathan?
My website is NathanSchwartzbaugh.com, and if you can spell Schwartzbaugh, I give you a applause. But it's Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, Schwartzbaugh, S-W-A-R-T-Z-B-A-U-G-H. So if your pen doesn't run out of ink or your fingers don't get blisters from typing it all, it's a great website. I update it myself. I try and keep it as up to date as I can. So.
Wow, a racer and a computer tech.
Yeah.
Nathan is also through Pirates in the Southern California Broadcasting Association. He's starring in our first public service announcement, television public service announcement.
Great.
He's going to be filming on the 22nd.
Congratulations.
So we're very excited about this.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Judy does a great job. You know, I get so much work from her. You know, she's always calling me and she has all these things set up to go visit these kids. And I just found out she works full time. She's doing this stuff in the morning on her lunch break after work, and it's really special.
4 to 7 a.m. every morning.
Yeah.
You might get emails.
Who wakes up
from
at 4 to do volunteer work? You know, and Judy does it all. So she really, deserves a
I need help.
Run.
Volunteers out there, come help me.
Yeah,
I need
a lot
like
of help.
The race crew behind the racer. You know, every racer needs to have people behind them to keep the car running, keep everything going, and Judy's kind of in that role.
And she's your woman.
Yeah.
Well, there we are.
Well, great. We'll do a radio spot, and we'll get your PSA on air. On ESPN.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll do that.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We have Scott Lucky Hudson, Judy Strawn, and Nathan Schwartzbrough from Racers Who Care. Thank you again for joining us here today on the Southern California Experience.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Cool. Guys, thank you so much.
And please join us next week here on 710 ESPN.
You've been listening to the Southern California Experience, a public service program serving the residents of Los Angeles, Orange County, and all Southern California. It's the Southern California Experience on 710 ESPN.